revoir.
There's Bob and Doug McKenzie here on Time Travel. It's the Christmas show. I am here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. It is WMFO in Medford. I hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful Christmas day. It's not over yet. You still got 7 hours. I hope you're spending some time with the people that you care about. And hopefully not the ones that you don't care about or don't care about anymore. You can do that on any other day. Spend it with people that you care about today. Or do something you like, you know? I did a little of both today. It was kind of fun. Anyway, I'm here with you until 7 p.m. Been playing tunes since 12. Played a couple of albums. I played the Killers singles. I played the Beatles messages. And a bunch of other little stuff here. And I'm going to play a couple more comedy songs here. I got a couple requests coming up as well. I thought maybe you'd play a little bit from this TV dinner Christmas album, which has a few people from television, like the Partridge Family and the Brady Bunch and people like that, singing Christmas songs. So that'd be kind of fun. But we might as well start off time travel with at least an intro here. So I'll give you a little hodgepodge of stuff over the next 2 hours here. We're also going to get in the very first Christmas album that I got, which was called A First Christmas Record for Children. I'm going to play some of that, probably not all of that. And I'm going to play some of Rankin Bass. So a lot of stuff from like Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and the Heat Miser Brothers, and all of those. I got that coming up for you the next 2 hours here on Time Travel. Let's start it up, shall we?
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
The time is now.
Everybody, party's over!
Do tune in at 5 o'clock so you can catch Chris Earle with Time Travel.
Couple of nitwits.
Chris Earle is at the ready. Time Travel will be taking over the controls in just a minute.
I'll chase him round the moons of Nibia and round the Antares maelstrom and round perdition's flames before I give him up.
Merry Christmas to one and all. Happy holidays from the people at WMFO. Merry Christmas to Chris Earle and the crew at Time Travel right here on 91.5 FM.
My movie always said there were no monsters, but there are.
Here comes the preserver.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand.
Wax on, right
wax on.
Hand.
Wax, wax off, left
wax
hand.
Wax on, right
wax
hand.
On. Wax,
wax
off.
Off,
left hand.
Wax on,
right
wax hand.
On. Wax,
wax
off,
left
wax
hand.
On, right
wax
hand.
On.
Wax,
wax
off.
Off,
left hand.
Wax on,
wax off.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial.
Listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with Chris Earle. I'm here with
PM. 7 p.m.
Wait a minute, Doc.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Get away from her, you bitch!
I got a bottle for Christmas!
Mend up your stocking hole, cause this lump ain't made of coal. I got a boner for Christmas. Cranberry sauce, green beans, and muffins. You be the turkey and I'm the stuffing. I got a boner for Christmas. Singing joy to the world, to each and every girl, to all of you girls. Oh, oh. Go! Oh, yeah! Your Christmas stocking and let me put my cock in. I got a boner for Christmas. All year you've been in a rut. This time let's do it in the butt. I've got a boner for Christmas. Singing joy to the world, to each and every girl, to all of you girls. Oh-oh, I've got a boner. Oh-oh, for Christmas.
Last Christmas, we spent the day drinking wine. I was yours and you were mine. And then I fucked you through the night. Last Christmas, I bought you dresses that you wore. You fucked a dude the night before. And now you're begging at my door. So this year, I hope you have a shitty Christmas. I hope your family falls apart. I hope your cat develops cancer. I hope you're nailed up on a cross. I hope you have an awful Christmas. I hope you don't get what you want. I hope you've asked God for forgiveness. You're a stupid, selfish
meow, 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 meow.
It sucks you're lonely now and everyone hates you. My new woman's fucking sexy, so thank you. You'll be okay, I'm sure somebody will want you. But just for a night, cause no one will love you. Heard you're pregnant now and having some problems. Like, who's the father? Was it James? Was it Austin? I'm sorry for your kid. I hope it's nothing like you. Hope its dad can help so it's decent despite you. So, yeah. I hope you have a shitty Christmas. I hope you're eaten by a shark. I hope your cat develops cancer. I hope you get shot in the heart. Christmas. I hope you don't get what you want. I heard a guy just gave you herpes, but at least you had some.
This is a good time of the year to thank all of you at your station for your interest in presenting the Boris Karloff program. It's a real pleasure to work with you all, and I appreciate your cooperation very much indeed. May I also wish you and yours a most Merry Christmas and a prosperous and a Happy New Year.
Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Wait. is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
make it so.
Make it so. Make it so. Man,
it doesn't show signs of stopping.
And I brought me some tea, a gray hot. The
lights turned
way down low.
Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
When we finally kiss.
Good night.
How I hate going out in
the storm. But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley.
All the way home, I'll be
warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear...
We're still goodbye, Ben. But
as long as you love me so... Make it so.
Make it so. Make it so.
Sometimes I'm happy.
Thank good thoughts.
Sometimes I'm blue.
Only once in a while.
My disposition.
I can to keep your spirits up.
Depends on you.
Really? But as dear Abby says,
I never mind.
You kind of work these things out in your own mind.
From the skies, if I can find the sun in your eyes.
Oh,
sometimes I love you.
Oh, that's nice.
But sometimes I hate you.
That ain't nice.
Though when I hate you,
yeah,
it's only 'cause I love you.
Oh.
That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Shirts are unsightly. All of your ties
you
are a crime.
Why the hell are you not in my habitat?
If dear and you I picked rightly, it's the very first time.
Say something good and then a nice record, kick it right in the head.
You came along, say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
When I get older, losing my hair many years from now,
I'll still be your girl.
Will you still be sending me a Valentine?
Candy.
Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
Or brandy.
If I've been out to 2:45, would you lock the door?
No, I'll let you in.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Sure, Archie.
I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights are gone.
Through stormy weather, dear?
You can knit a sweater by the fireside.
Just for you.
Sunday evenings, go for a ride.
To dinner?
Doing a garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more?
We'll be together, dear.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Of course, Archie.
Social Security, here I come.
It's a wonderful world. We're just walking on air. Talk of heaven on earth. We've got more than our share.
Haven't got a care.
Oh, happy all day through.
It's a wonderful world, loving wonderful you. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
I'm just walking on air.
When you talk about heaven right here on earth,
I've got more than my share.
We haven't got us a care.
We're happy all the day through.
It's a wonderful world, loving wonderful you.
Get a hold of yourself, baby.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
What does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No, no product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising. Fa la 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 la. While you can be enterprising. Fa la 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 la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Ah, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
But just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys. Show all the toys up on the shelf.
But just make sure that you get a plug. You get a plug in for yourself. A Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. But don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has 2 S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising, what's the use of compromising? Fa la 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 la.
possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. This is our special Christmas version of Time Travel this year. I've been on the air since 2007 here. I had the show since 2008. And I've come in and done little marathons before. I've done a 14-hour marathon. Oh, my. And this is hour five. I shouldn't be going crazy at hour five. And I'm in noon to seven. Yeah. We had Stan Freeberg with Green Christmas. We had Partridge Family with Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. And I played the intro to Partridge Family before that. For some reason, on a TV Christmas dinner, an Edith and Archie medley by Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton is on that. It's not very Christmassy, but it's on there, so I figured I'd play it. Holiday Road, I'm sure Derek Gary would say that's not a Christmas song, but it actually is a Christmas song. They do play it in Christmas Vacation. And, of course, it's from the original Vacation from 1983. And that was fun. I played that as a little encore. I played that a little earlier today when I started off the show at noon. Landon Tours was in there with I Hope You Have a Blanky Christmas, which is a fun little song. And Nerf Herder with I've Got a Blank Boner for Christmas. I've got a blank boner. I've got a boner for Christmas, which you can interpret any way you like, I guess. Like I said, I'm here with you till 7 p.m. Then Derek comes in, and then On the Town with Mikey D at 9 p.m. It's a full range of Christmas tunes today here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm wondering what I should get on the way home. I have a I have a little turkey dinner that I can do that I have that I had frozen from Thanksgiving. I'm like, maybe I'll have that tonight. Or I think what I'm more likely going to do is get myself a holiday cocktail and some Chinese food, I think, on the way home. Or some Thai or something like that. I think that'll be fun. So I'm looking forward to that. So I'll be here with you for another 90 minutes. I am getting a little parched and a little tired. But I am here with you, and I will play you some more Christmas tunes, including some stuff from the first Christmas record for children, which was the first Christmas record that I had as a kid, and I usually play every single year here at WMFO when I am in town, which has been pretty much every year except one or two of the last 12-odd years. Let's see. What else am I going to give you? I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you... This next one is from Buck Owens. I've been meaning to play this one. And it's a great little tune. It's a little country tune. And it's a little silly, so I'm going to put it in here. I'm going to play some silly songs, but I'm going to get back to some regular Christmas songs for you shortly to finish out the last 90 minutes of the show here. Time Travel here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. I should be back here next week for the New Year's show. As a matter of fact, it will be New Year's. So Happy New Year, everybody. Early. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, because I will not be back until New Year's Day next week. And even then, I'm kind of up in the air. I may just go away, or I may work for the night before. So we'll see what happens. Again, Time Travel here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. If you want to make a request, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I'm not going to play any 20-minute songs. There was a request for like a 20-minute Arlo Guthrie, and it's like, we did that on Thanksgiving. I'm not playing it for the Christmas show. Sorry, we'll do it next year on Thanksgiving again. And if you want to call in, make a request, though, have something in mind, and hold it, you know, to 2 to 4 minutes, and I'll get it on for you. I got a couple more coming up. So here's Buck Owens, Santa's Gonna Coming to Stagecoach, which is a great little tune here on Time Travel. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, I've been sort of worried about Santa Claus this year, 'cause we live away out west and it didn't snow out here. But I'm telling you not to worry, 'cause I just got the word. Everybody listen closely, and I'll tell you what I heard. Santa's coming in a stagecoach instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have horses instead of reindeer to carry him on his way. 'Cause the weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a stagecoach when he visits you and me. Well, Santa can't bring his reindeer, he'll leave them far away. But don't you worry about him, he's gonna be here Christmas Day. He's got a big red stagecoach with jingle bells and all. And there's gonna be a Merry Christmas for all. Santa's gonna come in a stagecoach instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have horses instead of reindeer to carry him on his way. The weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a stagecoach when he visits you and me. Santa's gonna come in a stagecoach when he visits you and me.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the
Hold Paris... it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it!
You give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. 'Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rapping about to happen like a knee you been slapping, or a toe you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a sleigh full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow was on the ground, folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks, and the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate it sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static. On a chance that the fans was somebody breaking in, put the noise on the top with a reindeer pop, just a trick, same thing, and I let the sucker in. And I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door where the skin should have been. Gets cool for a fool going out every year for a day on the sleigh when the cold winds blow. So the beer may be weird, but I'll never have a cheer, 'cause it's warm in the storm when it's thin below. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music's hot and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked the spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a sip through his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got him toys for the boys, for the girls' glad rag. And the grown-ups got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo, a new Seville by the blue as the sky, the best that money couldn't buy, 'cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing.
feeling the way you feel about your friends. And this is how the story ends. The dude in red's back at the bowl up north where everything is cold. But if he weren't right here tonight, he'd say Merry Christmas. And to all, a good night.
There's Curtis Blow on Time Travel.
Frosty started moaning loud, and it began to sleet. Frosty the pervert was as glad as he could get. He threw away his corncob pipe and lit a cigarette. His trail down to the village, his stick melting in his hand, running here and there all around the square, yelling, catch me if you can. They chased him down the streets of town right to a vice squad cop who shoved a nightstick up his ass, and Frosty screamed,
don't stop, ooh!
The pervert was locked up that very day, but he did not cry as he waved goodbye, knowing he'd be back someday. Beating his meat all over the streets, look at Frosty go, sliding his hands all over his glove. His cum is white as snow.
Here's Orson Welles, drunk.
Action, Orson.
Did you just do anything?
No, it's a... Sorry, car. Now, Roland.
102, take two. Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There's a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson.
102, take three. Action, please.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson, super.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Yeah, we are.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
In July.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out.
fact, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas, when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Can you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it.
Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you.
That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to...
He isn't thinking.
Wilson, can we just do one last...
Yeah?
And it was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July...
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July? No, you don't really mean every July. But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. There's too much directing around here. Norway. Fish fingers, Findus, Norway. We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland.
A fraction more on that shoals thing, because you rolled it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding. Because Findus frees the cod at sea and then add a crumb crisp coating. That's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good. Here under protest is beef burgers. We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes... This is a lot of shit, you know that. You want one more?
Yeah.
More on what, beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Will you do this? It's impossible.
Orson, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
At the moment.
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want?
No, I think
in your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was.
You isn't worth it. No money is worth it.
As Orson Welles, drunk and then just upset with his frozen peas. I love that one. I usually pop that out in Christmas time or Thanksgiving time. It's always fun. This next one is from Bob and Tom. And I love this. I love this this guy. Bob and Zip, they did WAAF? Yeah, I think in Worcester. And they did a morning show from like 82 to 86 or something like that, around there. And then he moved out to... He moved out west and he finished his career out there. He was on for like another 20 years or so. But he did a lot of parodies and he did a lot of celebrities and he got a lot of people in. And this is one of my favorites, actually. It's a guy that sounds very much like Dudley Moore at Christmas. Here you go.
At the office, Christmas party, I started off with a Bacardi. I didn't get sauced, but right now I'm lost. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. I had a beer at my brother's, had eggnog at my mother's, then two bottles of wine. Which automobile is mine? It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. Someone caught me dancing with a snowman. A policeman came and put me in his car.
He said, "Are you drunk?" And I said, "No, man. But could you drop me off at the next bar?" I guess my wife must be missing. Who's this dog that I'm kissing? They say his name's Spot, and he likes me a lot. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. I was looking for a lady I could dance with, so I stood beneath the mistletoes. Someone said, "You'll have a better chance if you take the lampshade off and put back on your clothes." A lampshade, isn't that the best time to be going? I'm naked. Is it still snowing? It's time I should leave. I'll be back New Year's Eve.
It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am.
Have you seen my hat? I wouldn't want to freeze. What a party. Don't you wish you were me?
Christmas in Las Vegas. Decorate your tree with chips. Let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe while that angel strips. Rudolph sold the sled, now he's betting on red in a casino made out of gingerbread. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's a trip. Wise men are rolling sevens, the elves are doubling down. Light a candle and pull the handle, I love that jingling sound. Every showgirl and boy ride in a sleigh of joy, pulled by eight tiny tigers eating Siegfried and Roy. Christmas in Las Vegas, what a town. Brought me two aces. I wonder if I should split. Hey waitress, bring me a drink while I think. What would Jesus hit? The strip lights are all twinkling. There's no room at the inn. But because 'tis the season, they'll comp a suite for Mary at the Wind. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's Bethlehem with bling. Let's hope the dealer brings four newborn kings, 'cause my baby needs a brand new pair of five golden rings. Christmas in Las Vegas really swings, cha-cha-cha-ching. I said Christmas in Las Vegas.
What's going on here?
I hate Christmas.
You don't like your presents?
Santa Claus is a douchebag.
All right. Sit down. I'm going to talk to you about the true meaning of Christmas. These are letters addressed to Santa from poor kids.
Then why do you have them?
Shut up. Dear Santa, my village was bombed and we live in a refugee camp. And the only thing I want for Christmas is an end to all suffering and for everyone in the world to stop fighting and get along. Fatima Hishmi. What a wuss!
That was beautiful. Read another one.
All right. Dear Santa, my dad lost his job. And our entire family lives in an abandoned Mazda Navajo. We all have TB. and we have to wear clothing we've stolen from other homeless people. We all share our blanket between us and keep warm by rubbing the rats against our skin. Well, at least they have pets.
What losers!
So how do we get good stuff?
Ah, you gotta think big. Never give the fat man any room to think. Demand cash. Give him 14-year-old scotch and a few Cuban cigars. You got that? Believe me, I know the man. Santa comes down the fireplace, he sees Cuban cigars, he sees 14-year-old scotch. He's gonna love you. He's gonna love you. He's gonna give you anything you want.
Thank you, William Shatner.
Perfect. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Oh, he had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say, it glows. All of the other reindeer, oh, they used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer
loved him,
as they shouted out with glee,
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Mr. Shatner, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Before that was a little sketch with him. Merry Christmas, everybody. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I do it every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. This is the Christmas show. I've been here since noontime. I'm running a little bit out of steam, but I got I've got the very first Christmas record for children coming up, which was my first Christmas record. Came out in 1954. It's got Doris Day as well as Captain Kangaroo and a number of others on there. I'm going to play some tracks from that, plus the Rankin Bass special and maybe one or two other things there. I didn't want to go from Frosty the Pervert to the first Christmas record for children. I had to like kind of ease you into it. So I think Shatner may have done that, but I'll do one more. I'm going to give you the Kinks, and then we'll go into the first Christmas record for children. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Be careful out there if you are driving and you had some booze. Plus, I'm going to be on the road later, so I don't want to see you on the road. And I don't want you to mess my life up. I already had that happen once. Actually, I've had it happen a couple of times. But be very careful out there today. Time Travel, again, here with you until 7 p.m. Derek's going to be in here from 7 to 9 playing some Christmas tunes. And then On the Town with Mikey D is tonight. And I'm not sure what they're doing, if they have some holiday theme or what's going on. But a lot of good programming here at WMFO in Medford with live DJs. Spitting the hits, 855-915-9636 if you want to call in and make a request. I got time for a couple of more before I get out of here at 7. Thanks for listening once again, and Merry Christmas and Happy Early New Year.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive, we'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Outside a department store, a gang of kids came over.